嗨，大家好，欢迎来到今天的每日口说挑战单元，我是今天的主持人 Zoe， 让我们来看看今天的例句。Another way that you can use, which we often use to be polite to the other person, is rather than indicating that you're in a hurry to go, you turn around and you say to them, Well, I won't keep you any longer. You are probably busy, or I'll let you go. Another way that you can use, which we often use to be polite to the other person, is rather than indicating that you're in a hurry to go, you turn around and you say to them, Well, I won't keep you any longer. You are probably busy, or I'll let you go.首先我们来看看 often 这个字， often 的 o 记得要念得短短扁扁的，嘴巴不要闭起来，听起来会像是 o， 中间的 t 不发音，所以整个字念起来会是 often often。 再来 used to be 这个片语要注意不要完全分开来念，这边 to 的 o 为了要让整个片语听起来更顺，所以要发成像是扁扁一的声音，像是的声音，所以全部念起来会变成 used to be, used to be。 然后 the other 这边的 other 因为字首是母音，所以要发成 the， 念起来是 the other, the other。 接下来 indicating 这个字里面的两个 I 要用不同的发音，第一个 I 比较长，而第二个 I 要比较短，而且跟前面的 D 要连在一起念，发成像是的的声音，字中间的 A 要发成长长的母音，嘴巴不要闭起来，所以念起来会像是 indicating indicating。 然后大家可以注意一下这边的 to go 跟刚刚的 to be 是一样的道理，把 to 念成 t。 我们继续来看看下一个片语 turn around， 这边的两个字要把它连在一起念，所以 N 跟 A 听起来就会有 n 的声音，全部念在一起就是 turnaround, turnaround。 再来这边的 to them 跟之前的 to go 还有 to be 是一样的概念，把 to 念成 t。 接下来我们来看看这边这个字 probably， 因为要整个字念起来比较顺，所以中间的 a 发的声音会比较短，比较急促，最后的 y 会念成像是长长 i 的声音，整个字念起来就是 probably probably。最后我们来看看最后一句的 I'll let， 这个两个字要把它粘在一起， I'll 的 L 念完后不用直接把嘴巴闭起来，直接跟 let 的 L 一起念，听起来会像是 I'll let I'll let。 最后让我们来复习一下今天的句。 Another way that you can use, which we often use to be polite to the other person, is rather than indicating that you're in a hurry to go, you turn around and you say to them, Well, I won't keep you any longerYou're probably busy, or I'll let you go. Another way that you can use, which we often use to be polite to the other person, is rather than indicating that you're in a hurry to go, you turn around and you say to them, Well, I won't keep you any longer. You're probably busy, or I'll let you go. 好，希望大家在家可以自己多多练习，然后跟我分享你们的录音。我们下次再见。